Welcome back to Art Speak. We are doing a little bit of a web bonus now with Marianne Lambert and Sarah Hare. We've been talking about the retrospective of the Emerging Artists Award, 15 years at Swan Coach House Gallery, and I'm curious a little bit about the history of the Forward Arts Foundation. Sarah, if you can give me a little bit of history on that.
I'll be glad to, Claire. Forward Arts was founded about 50 years ago. There were a group of 12 women who ran what was called the Coach House at the time at the High Museum. And after the Orly crash, the Coach House was going to be raised to build what is now known as the Memorial Arts Building. These women found themselves displaced, and the museum had plans to build another gift shop for these women to work in. And instead of taking them up on it, they decided to go off and find another location where they could raise money to promote visual arts here in Atlanta. Because they left the museum, they were nicknamed the Dirty Dozen. These 12 women approached what is now the History Center grounds and asked if they could take over Old Inman House, which is now known as the Swan Coach House. The garage, if you will, it was a coach house slash garage, was not what you envision seeing now, but it was a true garage where horses and automobiles were kept inside. And over the years, 50 years, that coach house is evolved into a restaurant, a gift shop, and now the gallery, which is showing the Emerging Artists Award. And through those entities, the only entity that there are two entities that are profit-making entities, which is the restaurant and the gift shop. Those entities bring in much-needed income, profit, if you will, that goes to the foundation, and the foundation turns around and gives the money out to the community to support visual arts. For example, last year we gave a grant to Burn Away for the writing workshops that helps artists learn how to write their artist statements. Another example would be the artist studios at the Contemporary. We have supported that over the years, as well as scholarship for artists as well. The High Museum has been obviously the biggest beneficiary of the money.
Okay, so what also has the Emerging Artist Award provided its winners throughout the years?
You know, originally the award gave out a monetary award of $5,000 in the early years to the winner of the Emerging Artist Award. We had finalists as well. The winner of the award was also given a solo exhibit at the Swan Coach House Gallery. A year later, the money is given to them so they can come up with a new body of work. And then through time, the panel realized that the finalists had a strong body of work as well, so they invited them to also place one piece of their artwork in the entrance. So they're both exhibited at the same time. Through the years, we realized that we could increase the money, and now the award is at $10,000 for the winner, and the finalists, which are four, also get $2,000. And a year later, after the money is awarded, they are all allowed to exhibit at the gallery.
That's great. That is wonderful. Thank you so much for letting me know a little bit about the history of the Forward Arts Foundation as well as the Emerging Artist Award, because I think it's something, you know, like you said, that a lot of people aren't really aware of that you guys provide and what you do for artists. And Marianne, can you tell us a little bit about the function of Swan Coach House Gallery?
Yes, the gallery itself is a nonprofit gallery. In other words, we don't represent artists. We don't promote their careers or their sale of their work. Well, we do try to sell their work, of course, but it's really a showcase. We only focus on Georgia and Southern artists, primarily Georgia. And my task as a great proponent for the support of our artists here in Georgia in an effort to keep them here instead of having to go elsewhere to gain recognition. So I do a lot of theme shows, and I pull together artists that are working within the theme that I'm working with, or I am beginning to have more and more solo shows of young emerging artists, young unknown artists that are coming along that I think deserve attention. And some duo shows, and it's all about the promotion of the arts of this region and the more talented ones that are coming along that I'm finding and have been researching for years and years.
And Swan Coach House is nonprofit, correct?
Nonprofit.
All right. Well, thank you so much, ladies, for joining me today.
Thank you, Claire.
Giving me all that great information about the history of Forward Arts Foundation, the Emerging Artist Award, and Swan Coach House Gallery itself. And we hope that you guys, again, can make it out to the retrospective. It's going on through this Saturday, November 2nd. And again, we thank you for joining us. This has been Art Speak, and we'll see you next week.